You're listening to A Shot in the Arm on BFF.FM.
The U.S. deploys destroyers and drones to try to find the killer. I'm at home watching the tube, listening to you, listen to Horace Silver. What's going down? What's going down? The sun is going down. It's going down. It's going down. The sun is going down. People sleep in the rain, and I feel their pain as I bid again on another rare English pressing. The weatherman's weather vanes have gone insane inside my brain where it's winter. What's going down? What's going down? The sun is going down. All around, all around, there's a darkness all around. But hallelujah, I love you so. Hallelujah, I love you so.
BFF.FM. Best frequencies forever. Thanks for tuning in on this Sunday morning. You're listening to A Shot in the Arm with your host, Dan, here for the next hour. Perhaps the first hour of your Sunday. If you just woke up, you're making coffee, I appreciate you tuning into the program while you do so. As I often do, started things off on a very quiet, somber note there. That one you just heard was some local music from San Francisco Bay Area indie stalwart household name, Kelly Stoltz. He's got a new record out right now. It's called In Triangle Time. It's out on Castleface Records. And you heard the closing track, Destroyers and Drones. And we started things off with one of my absolute favorite tracks by one of my absolute favorite bands, Low. That was a live version of the song Be There from the One More Reason to Forget live album from 1997. That's like a really low budget DAT recording of a live show they did, and it's well, as most of their live shows are, absolutely gorgeous. That song, Be There, can be found in studio form on the EP Songs for a Dead Pilot. But I am partial to this one, the live version. It's much slower, much more intense. And Low will be coming to San Francisco on Wednesday. That's November 18th. That's coming up in just a few days. They're going to be playing the Great American Music Hall, which, as long as I've lived out here, which is about 8 years, that's the only place in town they've played during that time. So it would seem to be a favorite venue of theirs. It really is maybe the best suited place that they could play in the Bay Area. So I'm glad they always come back. So I got lots more music to play in the hour. Right now I want to get to some new stuff from an artist out of Charlottesville, Virginia, very close to my hometown. This is an artist by the name of Lauren Hoffman, but she performs under the name The Secret Storm. And she has an EP out now called In the Sun, and you can check it out on her Bandcamp page. It's thesecretstorm.bandcamp.com. You're listening to BFF.FM. This is A Shot in the Arm. Stay with us. Thank you.
slices, dices, and cores. Behind her cupboard doors, aches and traces of early wars. My baby strokes my feet, takes my waist when we meet. My baby soaks my sheets. She makes 17 fates come.
Thank you. That's why it does. I cannot tell which is worse.
Reindeer section right there with a track called I've Never Understood. That's from the 2001 full-length record entitled Y'all Get Scared Now, Ya Hear. That was the first release, first of two, only two, I believe, although I haven't checked in a while on this group, but there were two LPs in the early 2000s. From this, which was essentially, the Reindeer Section was kind of a super group of UK singers and songwriters, primarily fronted by Snow Patrol's Gary Lightbody. I came across the Reindeer Section before I'd ever heard of Snow Patrol, and then Snow Patrol proceeded to become extremely mainstream pop friendly. You know, the OC fair, which not necessarily a bad thing, but I still really like these Reindeer Section records. Before that, we heard from Soonkil Moon, Mark Kozlik's solo project of quite a few years now. This was the first Soonkil Moon release, Ghost of the Great Highway, and you heard the track Pancho Villa. This, of course, was back when Mark Kozlik was still concerned about making beautiful music. Not so much anymore. Sorry, I can't resist getting a dig in on that guy, mainly because he's turned into a huge asshole. It's not as much about the music, although it is somewhat about that. Before that, we heard Ida from the My Fair, My Dark EP. With the title track. That's a lovely EP from them from way back in 2008. And we started things off with The Secret Storm, some stuff out of Charlottesville, Virginia. A song called Sick With Love. And I made a bit of an error. That song is from an upcoming EP called The Dragon, not yet available, or at least not on their Bandcamp page. I mentioned another EP called In the Sun previously that doesn't contain that track, but it is available on thesecretstorm.bandcamp.com if you want to check it out. Going to pick things up a bit now, starting with some Plus Minus. It's a shot in the arm on BFF.fm. We'll be right back. Aloha here on BFF.FM. That's from their Home Acres record, going back to 2010 with a song called Microviolence. Aloha is a band originally formed in Bowling Green, Ohio, but now it includes members who live in Washington, D.C., New York, I want to say Pittsburgh. They're kind of all over the place, and they don't come together to make records very often, but they did just tweet just a few days ago, and I quote, "Just turned in our record." That was it. And there were a lot of excited people who replied to that tweet. Myself, well, I was excited. I don't think I replied, but very excited to get a new record from Aloha. I'm guessing that'll come to us sometime next year, 2016. Very excited about that. And for those of you music geeks who are following along there, that was three songs in the 5/4 time signature, including that Aloha track. Before that, we heard Rob Crow with Hang Nailed off of He Thinks He's People. That's one of his solo records. And then we heard Plus Minus at the start there, Far Into the Fields from the Holding Patterns EP. Plus Minus is a band that has a lot of songs in 5/4. That 5/4 and 7/4. They, I guess, like to keep things difficult for their drummer. We got about 20 minutes left in the program. Plenty more music to come, including right now something from the latest from Here We Go Magic, because I can't get enough of it. It's BFF.FM. Stay tuned.
Here in the are listening to BFF.FM.
Song that is one of my absolute all-time favorites. It's the Invisible Cities. They're a local San Francisco band, and that's from a record they made called Houses Shine Like Teeth a handful of years ago, and it remains one of my all-time favorite albums, never mind the local part or the fact that I know them personally. It's an incredible record. I urge you to go over to theinvisiblecities.bandcamp.com and listen to it. I mean, if you're at all into the music that I play on this show, you're probably going to love it. That was the song Saints from The Invisible Cities. Dick Diver in there before that. They're an Australian band. That was from their latest record entitled Melbourne, Florida. And that was a track called Year in Pictures. XTC in there before that with a classic from the Skylarking LP. The track was called Big Day. And we started things off with Here We Go Magic. That's from their brand new record. It's out now. It's called Be Small. And that track was called Candy Apple. That is absolutely going to be high up there on my list of favorite records of the year. It's just jam-packed full of just killer jams. So Here We Go Magic. I've only got a couple minutes left, which means I have one more song to play for you, and then I'm out of here. Stay tuned for As always, TV on the Radio with Jessica and Leah, they're going to be discussing Netflix original series Master of None, created by Aziz Ansari. So I'm going to leave you guys with more local music. This is Casadero. Thanks for tuning in. These guys, by the way, playing in Bolinas at Smiley's this coming Saturday. If you've never been to a show at Smiley's, it is quite an experience. Worth the trip up there for that show. So stay tuned. BFF.FM. See you guys later.